Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 4, Counting All Things Lost to Gain Christ, Philippians 3, verses 1 through 11. Monday, Philippians 3, verses 1 through 2. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, for me it is not irksome, but for you it is safe. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the concision. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Psalms 5, verse 11. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them shout for joy forever, and may you spread a cover over them, and those who love your name will exult in you. Isaiah 12, verse 3. Therefore, you will draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. Galatians 5, verses 1, 6, and 24 through 25. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not be entangled with the yoke of slavery again. Verse 6. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith avails, operating through love. Verses 24 through 25. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. And Jehovah your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, so that you will love Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Finally, brothers, rejoice, be perfected, be comforted, think the same thing, be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Toward the end of chapter 2, Paul speaks of sending Timothy and Epaphroditus to Philippi. Remarks about the sending of co-workers to visit the saints are usually found at the very end of Paul's epistles. This may indicate that Paul was planning to close this epistle at the end of chapter 2. Paul, however, was obviously burdened to write more. After he spoke of Timothy and Epaphroditus, his burden was still not discharged. Deep in his heart, he was troubled by the Judaizers. I believe that this is the reason for the change of subject at the beginning of chapter 3. In 3 verse 1, Paul says, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, for me it is not irksome, but for you it is safe." The Greek word rendered irksome also means wearisome, tedious, troublesome. Paul did not find it irksome or wearisome to write the same thing to the saints. Paul here charges the saints to rejoice in the Lord. To rejoice in the Lord is a safeguard, a security. For Paul to write the saints about rejoicing in the Lord was safe for them. Paul's use of the word safe points to the connection between 3 verse 1 and 2. There must have been a situation in Philippi which required a safeguard, some kind of protection. The situation Paul had in mind was the trouble caused by the Judaizers. Therefore, after telling the believers to rejoice in the Lord, he charges them to beware of the dogs, the evil workers, the concision. The Greek word for beware means to keep a watchful eye ever upon. On the one hand, the apostle advises the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord. On the other hand, he warns them to beware of, to keep a watchful eye ever upon, the Judaizers. In using the word dogs, Paul was very strong. If we were to use such an expression today, we would surely be condemned. Paul, however, was not the first to be so bold in his utterance. Both John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus referred to the Pharisees as the offspring of vipers. Like John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus, Paul was honest and frank in speaking the facts. The Pharisees truly were the offspring of vipers, and the Judaizers really were dogs. In 3 verse 2, Paul says, "Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the concision." Since there is no conjunction used between these clauses, they must refer to the same class of people. Dogs are unclean, the workers are evil, and the concision are those deserving contempt. Concision, meaning mutilation, is a term of contempt used in place of circumcision. The dogs refer to the Judaizers. In nature, they are unclean dogs. In behavior, they are evil workers. And in religion, they are the concision, people of shame. In such a book concerning the experience and enjoyment of Christ, the apostle warns the Gentile believers to be wary of such unclean, evil, and contemptible people. The subject of Philippians is experience of Christ. It was necessary for the Philippians to experience Christ in order to overcome the influence of the Judaizers. We also need to experience Christ if we would overcome the opposition we face today. We cannot overcome the barking of religious dogs by anything we have in ourselves. The opposition is too severe to be overcome by our own efforts. For this, we need the adequate experience of Christ. We need to experience Christ in such a way that we live Him and take Him as our pattern, goal, and power. Such an experience of Christ will enable us to overcome all opposition.